This is Rohit of Gamers Plane, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Hey, everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Let's go with this. Everyone give me a sense trouble check. No point spend on this one.
Oh, fucker.
Boo.
It's just to determine who it happens to.
Don't
it's
like me. You.
I rolled a one.
Nice.
Well, we are together.
Ooh, I got a five.
Okay, so two of you got ones. Okay.
Could it be while we're driving home still?
That's not really what's... okay, now, yeah, I like it. You guys are driving home, and you are... this is in town, right? It's in town, right?
Yeah, we live in town. Yeah.
So you're in like kind of suburbia type, you know, area. It's not like downtown or anything. But again, not rural. As you're driving, there are street lights. It's not like incredibly dark or anything. And both of you in the truck, so Jack and Aaron, give me stability checks.
Oh, fuck.
I got a two.
I got a two as well.
okay. Lose two stability as you're driving. It looks pretty clear. And then out of nowhere, you were sure, like, just between streetlights, like, a murder of crows. Like, 25 crows just scatter like they were in the road or something, just all around you real fast as you're driving through the street, which is incredibly jarring because you were pretty sure you could see between the street lights, but for like a split second there's just fucking birds flying around.
I yell out, I'm like, watch your bird, watch out, hit the brakes.
I remain, my professional driving skills remain intact, so I don't swerve too much, but I'm very rattled. And,
yeah. That's fair. You stop, you keep going, it's up to you.
Is there anything, there's nothing in the road?
Nope.
Nothing. So I keep going.
Okay. Nothing else weird happens. It's very strange, though. Particularly at night. You don't really see a lot of crows at night.
you saw that funny. Shit, right? You saw that too, right?
Yeah. I wonder, and there was nothing in the road?
I didn't see shit. I mean, I didn't even see the freaking birds. Like, all of a sudden, poof, there's fucking birds everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what was going on with that.
They should all be sleeping.
Huh.
Right? Like, you don't see birds flying at night. Like, birds go to bed like normal people.
Hmm. Do you think we should go back and investigate?
I think we should go to fuck home and get off the road. Like, okay. I don't... You want to crash at my place tonight? Like, we'll get both guns. Like, fuck it.
I guess we can just go back. If there wasn't anything in the road that you saw, I guess there's no use in going back and investigating.
No. Let's just keep going.
Heading on back.
Okay. You guys show up. Nothing weird or out of place happens. Everything seems perfectly normal at your places. Does anyone have... which of you has the higher total sense trouble pool?
I have six.
I've got... sense trouble. I have three.
Okay. And where are you guys staying? Like, are you together? Are you, like,
at separate places, but they're, like, next door to each other.
Okay.
When I get out of the truck, just before you go, I look, like, on the roof. Like, I look behind the cab. I'm, you know, looking, like, around in the front when we get out just to, like, make sure there's nothing weird going on.
I take my shotgun in with me from the truck.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see anything. Everything checks out. Doesn't look like anything's out of place. You don't hear anything weird. Nothing on the roof. Nothing in the bushes. Everything seems totally fine. Quiet. Not weird quiet, like just regular quiet. You know, you see neighbors' televisions on in their bedroom or whatever. You know, a couple of them, one or two. That's it.
Okay.
You go to bed for the night. Aaron, you sleep, but not super well. And just as you wake up, where did your character grow up? Like, what kind of house?
You know, like an old, like, 50s style house, not real big, you know, kind of crowded with, you know, my parents and my brother, you know, kind of a small place.
Okay. City, like suburban, city, rural.
She still lives in the house, so like maybe like in a crappier part of like downtown.
Okay. You have a dream, and the only thing you remember just as you wake up, you felt like it's one of those like flash. You just remember looking out the window one day when you're a kid, and you remember this, like as you remember it. It feels like one of those dreams you've had a bunch of times, but you only remember you've had it, like, when you had it. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have it, you're like, wow, that feels familiar. But then you're like, does it just feel familiar? Or have I had this dream before? Or did it actually happen? Because you were a little kid, maybe 4 or 5. You're looking out the window. It's raining. And you see a crow just sitting on a fence, a neighbor's fence, and just... behind the corner of the house, the front corner of the house, you see like a hazy figure. Just kind of like a man standing there, but you can't quite make him out. Kind of like that dream haziness. And you just get this feeling like he doesn't want you to do something. Like, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And you wake up. That's kind of like a flash. That's just like a sense you get right as you wake up.
When it happens, like, my eyes snap awake. Like, I instinctively reach for the night table for the gun. So I grab it and I kind of look around the room and, you know, kind of try to shake the cobwebs, out of my head. And then I'm like, oh, that seems so familiar. And I'm thinking like, was it my dad? You know, because I hated my dad because he was a dick. But, you know, so I all these like weird things, and I'm like, ah, fuck. So I grab my cell phone and I call my mom real quick.
Okay. Oh, hi. Hey.
Hey, mom. Is everything okay over there?
Yeah. Why? Just finished up breakfast and getting ready to read the paper.
No, I just, I had a weird dream, and, I don't call you as much as I should, and, I want to call and, just make sure everything is okay.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. I always love when my boys call. It's just so good just to get to hear your voice and talk a little and that you're worried about me. I really appreciate it. But no, everything's fine. You said you had some kind of dream? What kind of dream?
It's just this weird thing. Like I was a little kid and I was looking out the window and there was like a crow, which I guess isn't too weird in and of itself, but like then there was like a figure of a guy like creeping around the corner of the house, but I couldn't really tell what it was. Like it seemed kind of familiar, but it was weird. Like I don't know.
Oh, it was probably just your imagination. I mean, I don't know what that would be. It's probably just some nightmare. Maybe you're thinking about your dad or something, and just, but I mean, there's not a lot of crows around here, so I don't know. That just seems weird.
I don't know. I got to bed late, and you know, I had a burger, and it's probably just indigestion.
Were you drinking before you went to bed? You know that's gonna make you dream weird.
No, Mom. I didn't. I was out with Randy and Jack, and you know, we were hanging out. Like, it's fine.
You stop watching all those horror movies. I feel like that's just gonna get you all worked up before bed.
Okay, Mom. Yeah, you're okay?
Yeah, just reading the paper, then my stories come on. You won't believe what Hope did. And then she rambles on for 10 minutes about like the fucking twistiest of twist soap opera plots of fucking names you don't know, and someone slept with somebody and was somebody's brother and wasn't somebody's stepson, some bullshit. You don't even know.
Well, I got the phone in a crook of my shoulder, and I'm like, I'm pulling my clothes on, and I'm like, you know, getting my shoes on and trying to get myself ready, and you know, put my belt on and everything, and like grab a scrap of paper. I'm like, all right, gotta head to Mom's, case the place. Like, I'm making a list of shit to do.
Okay.
For when we head out.
All right.
Be all right. Love you, Mom. I maybe try. If you're gonna be home, maybe I'll stop by later.
All right. Bye, sweetie.
Okay. See ya. And I'll make a cup of coffee and you know, like some dry toast and you know kind of like check the clock, see what time it is, and you know try to gauge whether or not Jack is up yet.
Yeah. Did you set any alarms or anything?
I didn't know.
Yeah, I'll say it's 9:30-ish. In the morning.
So I'll finish my toast. I'll take my cup of coffee and I'll walk next door and knock on the door. I'm assuming at that point he's probably up.
It's up to him. He can either wake up at the knocking or he can be up. That's his. Well, that's your call, buddy.
I'm an early riser.
I figured. So I come over. I knock on the door a couple times.
I open up the door. I say, you know, I'm still kind of pensive from the night before. I didn't sleep that well after the incident. And so I invite you in, offer you a cup of coffee.
I hold my cup up.
I ask you what you thought about last night, about the crows.
It's fucking weird, right? So I got up this morning, and I only remember a little flash of a dream, but in the dream there was a crow sitting on a fence. Like, I was a little kid, and there was a crow sitting on a fence, and then there was a figure around the corner of the house, but I couldn't make it out. We got to run over to my mom's house today. I just, you know, I want to go over and check to make sure everything is cool over there, and then we could, you know, we can grab Randy and head out, you know, go case that place out and see.
I wonder if the crows are some kind of warning, man, if you're having a dream and you're feeling that way.
Well, yeah, it was kind of the feeling I got was like that I'm doing something that we shouldn't do.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if the crows last night were the same thing.
Kind of like a warning to, like, stop or go back?
Yeah. I don't want to. We're not gonna. But, you know, maybe if we see any more crows, we got to take it easy.
Well, maybe... While we're out running around, well, let me text. So I pull out my phone and I text over to Randy. I'm like, you know, research meaning of crows, you know, slash, you know, crows in dreams or crows in mythology or whatever. And they're like, all right, well, you know, if he's up, you know, maybe he can do that, and then he'll have something for us when we get there. Because I mean, if we don't do anything, then that thing is just going to do what it does, right? Like, I mean, somebody's got to do something. The cops aren't going to believe us.
Oh, no, we're going, man. We're going.
All right. Well, top me off I guess maybe head over there first and then we'll pick up Randy on the way out.
Sounds good. Okay, so I just I grab my shotgun. I'm all dressed and ready to go anyway. So I grab my gun, we go out to the truck, and we head out.
I want to say, I probably should have said this, I guess, before we leave. Like, I obviously have the gun, and then I've got, like, a, you know, 6-inch, like, a hunting knife or whatever. So I got, like a just like a regular book bag pack, you know, backpack. So I throw the knife in there, and, you know, I got a couple of granola bars and shit, like a bottle of Gatorade.
All right, all right.
And a flashlight.
Okay. Yeah.
Assuming the place is going
to
be dark.
Let me know what people have there's, other than just normal stuff. It's good to know. Because you're pretty much able to get what you would have available if you're planning ahead of time.
Well, we're not actually planning on doing anything today, so like we're not completely loaded down, but...
Yeah, we're just going to go check things out so we can make a plan.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying, like, if you're having certain things with you, like, you can say, like, oh, I take this, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're heading out, and what are we going to do, pick up Randy?
I just want to swing by my mom's place, and you know, I just want to give the place a once-over before we go.
Sounds good. Okay, so I drive over there, and we pull on up to your mom's house.
All right, well, you know, come on in. You know, this maybe been like 45 minutes or something like that. Like, she's done eating. She's probably watching her shows. We don't have to stay real quick. Like, even if you want to take a look around outside, I'll pop in real fast.
Sounds good, bro. So I start walking around the perimeter.
Okay. Give me a sense of trouble.
Both of us, or...
Just
okay. Jack. As I figured.
I got a 2.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Give me a stability check.
6.
Okay. You're walking around. You know, you're just kind of checking out the house, and then you hear woo 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 as a giant ass pit bull just like jumps. And, like, barks so fucking loud right by your head. But doesn't startle you. You're like, oh, god damn that dog. But, you know, it doesn't get your adrenaline flowing, you know. So, you're no worse for wear.
Okay.
Jump scared. Although you get jump scared because you were fine with it. You're like, god damn these dogs. But other than that, yeah, nothing happens. Everything was fine.
Nah, I'll pop in. I just, you know, like... You know, like, kind of saunter around the house, like, you know, talking to my mom, but, like, you know, checking to make sure the windows are locked and, like, you know, make sure there's, like, no weird fucking fingerprints or smears or anything. Like, I'm trying to be unobtrusive, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of, like, investigating a little bit.
Okay. She's, like, chatting, but she's very surprised that you stopped by so soon. She figured you'd, you know, she's kind of like, whoa. This seems that's kind of sudden. What are you? Is there something going on? I mean, I feel like that dream really seemed to freak you out.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just, you know, bothered me a little bit, and you know, I mean, I told you I'd come by, and you know, we're, you know, the guys, we got some plans later on, so I wanted to make sure, you know, I stopped over here first because I didn't want to get caught up in stuff, and then you're going to be mad that I didn't come over, and you know. Then it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, well, I get it. I mean, sometimes I can be that way, but, you know, I mean, look, I didn't want to say anything because you hadn't really brought it up in a long time, but, you know, I told you it's nothing to worry about. I mean, it's just a dream.
What do you mean haven't brought it up in a long time? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you used to have that dream as a kid, and you'd tell me about it, and, you know, you'd wake up and... You said it was, you know, it felt like you were there and, you know, like you were, like, sometimes you said you weren't dreaming and, you know, you said the man would tell you, you know, the man would say there are rules, and, you know, I think it was just, you know, your dad was, you know, pretty hard on you guys, and I know it, you know, it takes its toll, but you got to just let it go.
I just about collapse into the kitchen chair, which is like one of those shitty plastic 70s like kitchen chairs with like the fucking aluminum legs and stuff.
Yep.
The white formica table. And I sit down and I kind of put my head in my hands and I'm like, oh, I can't do this. This is not today, Mom. I can't do this today.
Look, honey, it's fine. And you kind of remember now having that dream as a kid, except when it happened, it always felt like you'd woken up and you looked out your window and saw, you know, the figure standing there. But then the next time it would happen, you would feel like it was a dream the first time it happened. So every time it happened, which wasn't all the time, but definitely, you know, more than a handful of times, that you would basically always think, like, I must have dreamed it the time before. But you definitely remember, you know, seeing the figure. And, you know, there was always a crow or several crows kind of sitting around and the figure in black. And you do remember hearing, you fool, there are rules. And then you remember something, there was some sort of rhyme or poem that you can't quite remember. But you remember there was some sort of like sing-songy kind of poem or rhyme that went along with that memory.
So I take my you know, pull my hands down from my face a little bit and I look over at her and I say, Mom, did I ever like sing a song after having one of those dreams? Like was ever a rhyme that I said afterwards?
I mean, I don't know if you ever said a rhyme. I know there used to be some, you used to, you know, write your little songs and poems in your coloring book. But, oh, that's so long ago. I don't remember what it was. I'd have to go digging for it. It's somewhere, you know, probably up in the attic, but, geez, I don't know. It's packed away in one of those boxes somewhere.
Oh man! So I put my hands down and I stand up, and my foot kind of gets caught on the chair. Like as I step away, it like clatters really loud, and I kind of trip.
Are you sure you're okay?
I reach into the cabinet and I get out a coffee cup because she's always got a coffee in the percolator. I pour a cup. I go into the pantry. You know, she keeps a little bit of whiskey in there for. She doesn't really drink it, but, you know, sometimes she has, you know, her friend's bridge club comes over and the old ladies drink. So I pour a dash of coffee, and I look at the bottle, and I pour more into the coffee. And I go to pick the cup up, and my hand is shaking. You can hear it on the saucer as I pick it up. And I just down the coffee, I just swallow. And I'm like,
I think you should go. You sure you don't want to take a nap or something?
No.
You seem really jittery.
No. Fuck. Jack's outside. I'm going to tell him to go pick Randy, and I'm going to have to go up in the attic, Mom. I got to see if I can find those coloring books.
There we go. I think you're back now. Okay. You had, like, super robot voice.
Fuck, really?
okay. I didn't know if it was me. I was like, okay, I didn't know if anyone else heard that. She's like, oh, look, it's a mess up there. You know what? I'm sure you're busy. Your friend doesn't have to wait. I'll go up there later. I'm sure I can find him.
It's fine, Mom. I mean, you know, they got to come back and get me. If you know, if I can't find it, they can come up and help me. I feel like it might be important. I don't know. It's just... It's a whole weird thing. I'm sure it'll be fine.
She's like, I can't ever tell you anything. And she kind of, you know.
I pour another cup, and then I'm like, shit. And then I go outside, and I'm like, Jack.
Yeah.
Can you go pick up Randy? this dream thing is turning out to be something more than what I thought. I gotta head up into the attic and go look for some coloring books, if you can believe it.
Well, I'm believe in anything at this point, so it doesn't surprise me. So I'm happy to go pick him up, and I'll swing back by here, you know, once I got him. We'll collect you.
All right, I'll be here.
Okay, so I get in the truck, and I head out to go get Randy.
Okay. We can cut to you picking up with Randy. John, are you searching in the attic?
Yeah, I'll just, you know, I'm assuming she goes back and watches her shows. I pour myself another cup of coffee, add a little bit more whiskey. Okay. I'll sip it for a minute or two, and then I'll be like, all right, Mom, I'll be up in the attic.
She just kind of like gives you the wave of a hand, like, go on, do whatever you're going to do. Do you have research?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, this is just determining time. Because if you don't have anything that's like...
I have no academic skills whatsoever.
Okay. That's not helping you then. Okay. Yeah, it's just boxes, man. Unlabeled boxes. Like, fuck none of them. So, just you starting to go through stuff, you're like, oh, God, there's, like, hundreds of like, not like she's a hoarder, but, like, she saved everything, right, from several kids. And so, and plus whatever else, Christmas decorations and whatever. So you, you know, you're pretty sure, like, the handful around the front of the attic, you know, stairs, probably, like the Christmas shit, stuff she gets down all the time. Other stuff's just stored up there. So you get the impression that it's probably going to take you a while to sort through this stuff to find a particular set of coloring books or childhood artifacts. So it would your estimate is at least a couple hours of digging through shit to be able to pull that up. So just so you know.
Okay, I sigh and resign myself to the fact that it's going to get hot and sweaty, and I'll push like the Christmas and the Halloween shit and whatever to one side, and then I'll just start popping boxes open and just kind of like judging by the top content, like is it, you know, useless shit or is it like kid stuff, and like start to separate piles to go through like when they get there.
Sure. All right. Cut to Randy and Jack.
Okay. So I get to Randy's house. I get out. I leave my shotgun in the cab because I don't want to scare his mom. And I go and knock on the door.
I'm sleeping, so my mom answers instead.
You sleep pretty late.
Hello. Well,
your son sleeps pretty late. It's got to be, what, like 11 o'clock by now or something? My gosh.
Doesn't he have a... That Randy, he's up all night with his video games and his internets, and I just can't get him up. I'm like, you better go. You got to get a real job, a 9-to-5, find a good girl. But he's always there, and he's like, oh, I got to play my interwebs. I got to chat my video games and worlds of... somethings and something and Dotas. I don't know what he's talking about all the time. So you're one of his little friends?
Well, I don't play those games with him. So I'm as clueless as you with that.
Like a good influence. Maybe you should tell him. What do you do?
Well, I'm a professional truck driver.
Well, that sounds like a real... That's a real job. It's not like working at one of those comic book stores or something.
It is a real job. In fact, I'm gonna play a little trick on him to get him up. So.
Oh, go right ahead. Do you need anything? You need my help? You want some shaving cream or a magic marker? I love them pranks.
I have something a little bit better in mind, but thank you.
All right. Well, he's downstairs. You know where to find him.
Okay. So I go quietly down, and. I look around in the basement, and I grab his game controllers. He's got a couple N64 controllers down there that he's got in a box. So I walk up and I kind of put them over my eyes, and I'm trying to look like that that monster chick, you know, that. And so I go up and I go real close to his face with these things on my eyes, and I go, "Wah!"
Give me a sense trouble. That's Randy.
Sense trouble.
Oh, me a sense trouble?
Yeah. Because he's right. Fucking with you.
I shoot him in the face. No. A four.
So you hear him kind of like getting the controllers out, and you realize, you know it's him, and he's in the room, and you hear, you're like, this fucking idiot, what is he trying to do? So you hear him kind of like sneaking over toward you. It's your choice how you want to react when he's like, bah! You don't lose stability or anything from
him. Okay. Oh, what do I want to do? God. My first instinct is kick him in the balls, but that probably wouldn't be so nice. So when he does it, I just open up my eyes like really slowly and go, okay, that was really, really grown up of you.
And I'm kind of disappointed that he didn't get all scared, so I just kind of like put the controllers down and, you know, just sit down and kind of make fun of him a little bit for not being awake yet.
Nice, nice. So I rub my eyes and go, what time is it?
It's like 11:30, something like that.
11:30? Come on, man. It's so early. It's not even lunch yet.
Well, listen, we were going to pick you up even earlier than this, but Aaron needed to swing by his mom's house, and he's talking about some weird shit where he's got to look in his attic now. And, yeah, man, you gotta get up and take your weekly shower, and, you know, we got to get out of here, go pick him up.
I fall asleep as he's talking to me.
All right, so I push him now.
Oh, what the? All right, fine. Mom, I'm going out.
Do you want breakfast?
No. I guess we'll pick something up at Circle C or something.
Oh, that's garbage food. I could cook you something.
No, we don't have time, Mom. Gotta go. So tired.
All right, well, make sure you put on clean underwear.
No, like I ever do that, Mom.
You don't want skid marks if someone leaves some skid marks trying to hit you.
Mom, quit talking about that in front of Jack.
Oh, I'm sure he knows.
All right, let's go.
All right. So we get back in the car, and we start heading back over to Aaron's mom's house to collect him.
Okay. You get there. She lets you in. She says he's up in the attic and starts mumbling about not being able to tell him anything and, you know, so stubborn, blah, 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 just like his dad.
Oh, it's a good thing I don't hear that.
So, yeah, he's up in the attic.
Okay. So we head on up, and we see what he's found.
He's stacking boxes, like, I mean, just like shit tons of boxes, like in piles where there's like a smaller pile of stuff, and then there's like disorganized boxes, and then like two piles of boxes, you know, one larger one, one smaller one, that the smaller is presumably the one with childhood type things that he's trying to sort through.
So, Aaron, you find anything good? What is this all about? What are you looking for?
I turn around like with a box in hand, all sweaty, like fucking dirt all over half my face from me, like, you know, rubbing my face and everything. And I'm like, there's so. My mom said that, you know, I had that dream when I was a kid, and she told me that I said that it felt like it was real, like it wasn't a dream, and that there was a weird, well, she didn't tell me, but I remembered that there was like a weird rhyme or something, and that the figure used to say, or still says or whatever, that there's rules. So I don't, you know, I think I might have wrote that rhyme down. Like, it might mean something. Like, I don't know if it has anything to do with this in particular, but if there's some weird thing going on, I want to fucking know what it is, because I don't remember any of that.
Wait. You've had dreams before about a figure and a weird rhyme, and you didn't tell us anything?
I didn't know.
That would have been pertinent information at the time.
All this weird shit
going on, and you're having weird dreams. Are you part of this whole thing?
No. When we were coming home last night, there was like a whole flock of crows in the road. And then they were gone. Like, we didn't see them. And then, like, poof, there's all these crows and shit. And then I had this weird dream last night. And I was telling my mom about it. And, you know, she said that I had it before. And then when she said it, I kind of remembered. So, grab some boxes. You know, we're looking for, like, kids' shit.
I slapped Jack on the shoulder. And I go, you didn't tell me about the crows? What's going on here? Why won't anybody tell me anything? I'm doing all this research for you at 3 in the morning when I shouldn't be sleeping and playing, you know, World of Warcraft. You know, my guy's at level 89. I'm getting so close. And what are you guys doing? You're wasting my time with all this stuff. Could have told me all this stuff. I wouldn't have to do all this searching and all this. I kind of stomp off into the corner and I grab a box and start throwing stuff away, throwing stuff out that I don't care about.
Did you find anything about crows and being portents of evil or anything like that?
He was sleeping. Out of character, he was sleeping. Fred doesn't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, we started looking for boxes. And now, what are we looking for here?
I'm making different piles, right? So I'm looking for stuff that would be, like, kids' things. Like, I'm looking for, like, coloring books or notebooks or whatever. So, like, that's this pile over here. So if you just, like, help me open boxes and just, like, look for kids' things.
Okay, so I open this one box, and it's stacked full of, like, Penthouse and old Playboys from, like, 1960s and well, that.
Do you point it out, or you just like open it up and be like, "Oh, must not be this one."
Oh no, I pull one out and I start making fun of you.
Like what? Well, they were probably my dad's. I don't know why she didn't throw them away.
Well, I'm glad you're the one that was sending out those awesome weird emails to that lady. Like you're the single guy that doesn't have a lot of time on their hands.
So at this point, I'll say it takes you probably 3 hours to, what is Ehoy? I don't know. I'm not Ehoying.
Were you guys hearing? I can hear me back, but only sometimes.
Occasionally.
I only hear you normal.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, you take probably 3 hours before you find... I mean, you're going through... You do find kid stuff, obviously, throughout, you know, as you're searching. But, you know, you kind of eventually dig through and rummage through and find some old, you know, drawings and coloring books and things like that. Flipping through... You come across it's in the coloring book, but you know it's like on a blank page. There's kind of a drawing, like a super kid's drawing, like not super detailed or anything, where you know it shows like a house, and then like a fence, and a kind of a really, you know, crudely drawn kind of like blackbird sitting there, and then like a figure that looks kind of like a shadow by the house, and then written in, you know, kind of pencil in like kids writing, there's a little four line thing of it reads, "I know the rain like the clouds know the sky. I speak to birds and tell them where to fly. I sing the songs you hear on the breeze. I write the names of the rocks and the trees."
So as I'm flipping through it, And I hit the page, and I see the drawing, and I start to read it. I just, like, fucking, like I got electric shock. I drop the book on the floor.
Yeah, actually, give me a stability check.
All right. And I'm not going to spend, because I don't think, you know, I don't know that I'm going to have that sort of reaction.
Yeah.
And I roll a one.
Alrighty. I'm going to say that one's going to be a 3, because you thought they were dreams. You weren't sure. Like, it's very weird to you that you would have not remembered drawing these things particularly, but then also that not only were they drawn, but, like, there's a little verse, and it seems like it all made it a little too real.
Did I get my 2 back from sleeping or no?
No.
Okay. That's even worse then.
Sleep doesn't count. You have to, like, do, unless sleep is one of your sources of stability, which I don't think that is.
I wish it was. So I picked the book back up again, and I, you know, I'm kind of like tracing over it. You guys could see my hands are visibly shaking, and I'm like, this is the one. This is the book. It's the poem. Like, I don't. How could this be real? How could I not remember this stuff?
Well, that seems kind of almost overly intelligent for a kid that age to write. It almost seems like a riddle. How's it go again? Can you read it one more time?
Sure. It's, I know the rain like the clouds know the sky. I speak to birds and tell them where to fly. I sing the songs that you hear on the breeze. I write the names of the rocks and the trees.
Yeah, it sounds like some kind of riddle.
It's fucking creepy is what it is. Why would this come back now? Like, I don't even know why, like... it's fucking weird.
Well, let's, you know, take that book, man. Least thing we can do is get the hell out of this hot attic, man. We'll get you calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I kind of, like... push the boxes out of the way to, like, make a path back to the attic steps and be like, all right, let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, yep. You got to turn off the lights, and your mom's like, are you finally done up there?
Yeah, Mom, it's,
you better not let that all a mess up there.
I'm gonna come back over the weekend, Mom. I'll clean up over the weekend. Like, we've got to go and do a couple things.
You better clean that up. I told you I would have done it. I would get through there, I have a system, I put everything, and now, like, I'm probably not going to find those nice Christmas bulbs that I always have, and it's probably just a mess up there. I'm going to be thinking about it all day.
No, Mom, the Christmas stuff's together. I put all the holiday stuff on one side. It's not even close to Christmas. It's freaking June, Mom. What? Like, don't worry about it.
It's always Christmas in my head. I'm planning for next Christmas. I gotta beat that stupid Mabel across the street. Thinks she's so fancy with her stupid snowman snow globe blow up on the front lawn. I'm gonna beat him this year. You should see the tree I'm gonna trim.
I
that Mabel's gonna wish she never started this war on Christmas. And by war on Christmas, I mean more of Christmas with me.
It's not a war, Mom. I mean, she's been our neighbor for, like, 50 years. Like, she likes Christmas, too. Like,
yeah,
I can't
remember. She got that elf on the shelf. Like, she was so hot shit that year. And I was like, I'm going to beat you. Don't even worry. And then, you know, I put lights out. She puts lights out. I get a Rudolph pulling a sled. She gets this blow-up snowman. She's just doing it to taunt me now. She's just trying to beat out me and be the most Christmassy, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to out-Christmas her.
I'll get you one of those big inflatable things this year for Christmas, Mom. I'll come over and set it up. We'll out-Christmas Mabel. It's fine.
All right, well, you got to tell. Definitely tell. Don't tell her, though, because don't mention it, because then she's gonna buy something even bigger. This is, like, top secret.
We won't tell her.
This is you be my secret Santa.
Okay, Mom, I'll be secret Santa. We're gonna go. I go over, I give her a hug, I give her a kiss. I'm like, I'll call you over the weekend.
All right. Well, if you talk to your brother, tell him to give me a call.
I will. And I'll pull out my phone and I'll text, you know, like as I'm walking away, I'm like, call your mother.
All right. What are you guys going to do now?
Well, I feel like we should, well, hey, we set out to do our casing, right? So yeah. I think as freaked out as we are with this poem shit, I think that just makes us want to find out even more what the hell's going on, right? So I say we just head on. Go ahead.
I say on the way there, I think we should, I think I'll pull out my phone and just start researching more stuff. Like, I'll try to see if I can research that creepy poem that Aaron has, and then get on the Flock of Crows thing and just see if there's anything there that sparks any kind of, you know, something that could be of use to us.
I throw in a Flock of Seagulls tape into my cassette player.
You pull out your phone like hours late and you're like, oh, hey, you guys texted me.
Yeah, so on the way there, as far as the crows, it's a pretty common harbinger of bad omens, bad portents. The crow, typically that's a pretty common, even back, way back, like, you know, in mythology, the crows were seen as you know, omens of bad things to come. Mm-hmm. As far as the poem, you don't get anything on that particular passage.
Okay.
It's definitely, actually, do any of you have humanities or... I guess it would be humanities. Maybe social sciences would be a little bit of a stretch, but you could probably stretch that one.
Nope.
I've got occult studies. That's all I have for that.
Occult studies.
Spend a point.
This one I'll...
If it's not if it's not germane, like if you make them spend a point, maybe, like they have to pay for it.
It's more of a, it's out of character, less important to this direct particular situation. You can do occult studies, and I'll say, although you're driving, are you driving? You're driving the truck?
Yeah.
It'd be hard for you to do anything unless you park. And, like, you can't do research, really.
Like, he could tell Randy, right? He'd be like, hey, Randy, why don't you look up, you know, this or that?
Sure, okay. I'll say you say, based on what, like, the type of, just kind of how it's talking, it's probably more, it sounds more like almost a Native American kind of tradition, or not like traditional, like devil worship or occult type stuff. It sounds more like sort of a Native American sort of legend or kind of passed, like something that would be passed down as like the in the oral tradition, probably referencing some form of their deities or spirits, and often spirits would, you know, either warn them or, you know, were there to teach a lesson. So it sounds more like it's in that vein, so you could probably find out more about it. You could probably go to, you know, a local, you know, college or something, find someone who does anthropology or whatever, and maybe kind of look through that type of information, or you could find some local Native American people of Native American descent, or maybe I'll say there's, you know, a local
potentially even a local reservation that you might be able to find information where it won't necessarily, it might not necessarily be captured, say, on the internet, because a lot of it's oral tradition or kept in research. It's probably not a common topic that people just chit-chat about on websites.
Okay.
Well, while they're doing that, I'm slowly thumbing through the coloring book, and I'm just reading it from cover to cover to see if there's any other weird shit that I had forgotten about that, you know, would seem like it would be important now. other notes maybe that I had written, or other, you know, weird pictures that I had scribbled outside of lines or something.
There's nothing. Sure. Yeah, there is one other. There's only really one other thing written. And so it's in. There's like a picture of just, you know, standard, like trees and like some bunnies or whatever. Kind of just like a nature scene that you've colored in. And, you know, you wrote in crayon, "Don't get lost in the wilds."
Lost in the what?
In the wilds.
The wilds, okay.
And it's even creepier because it's written in like a fucking red crayon and kid's handwriting, and I close it and I put it on the chair next to me, or I guess I'm up in the sleeper again, and I just put it down and I just, like, you know, head in hands, you know, knees on elbows, and just like, man, he's out.
Well, we're approaching the area, guys, so we got to come up with, you know, what are we going to do when we get there? I know we're just casing the joint, but, yeah. You know, I'm gonna park the truck way the fuck back, like half a mile back, so we can just walk in so nobody sees the truck, you know? Yeah. So I don't want to be making some
big... I put my hand on Aaron, I'm like, are you sure that you're ready for this?
I just, you know, I kind of look up at him, and I shake my head, and I'm like, I don't know. I didn't believe any of this shit, you know, all this time we were doing it. I mean, you know that. And I don't know, between that creepy fucking thing that almost killed us and now this, like, I don't, like, this is, this could be like a whole other thing. Like, I don't know why is this happening?
I don't know. I suppose we're here to find out, I guess.
So I
parked the truck, and it's like half a mile, you know, back from where Google Maps says the thing is.
Okay.
So I pull it over.
So it's just kind of standard rural, you know, trees, but not like you're in the middle of the forest or anything. It's kind of like a local, you know, rural road, two-lane, small road. You kind of pull off to the side, you know, nothing unusual. But you can't see, I mean, what you're looking for is, you know, a quarter mile up ahead, so you can kind of see a break, you know, like a little, you know, something like a gravel lot or something up ahead.
So does our state have open carry?
No.
No? Okay, so I got to leave my weapon in the truck, because I can't...
Well, okay, if it's a rifle, sure. Rifles, handgun, you can't just strap a handgun to your, like, a pistol in a holster. But if you have a long gun, you could carry it unloaded.
Okay.
You could have the shells on... I mean, you could have shells on you, but... It's like standard hunting protocol, like, don't load until you're, like, where you're ready to hunt or whatever, if you're going to say you're hunting or whatnot.
Okay. Well, then I'll bring the shotgun then.
Okay.
I'll risk it.
I've got the 38 tucked in the back of my pants. I've got my backpack on, and I undo my belt, and I slide the knife onto my hip.
Okay.
And I grab a wrench again, just because I'm not good with weapons. So I'm just like, well, anything, I guess, is better than nothing.
All right.
Hey, let's go and do this real quick before it gets dark.
Oh, actually, is it okay if I remember that I bring a camera anyway, just for so then we'll have it so we can videotape it so we don't have to know it from memory?
Sure, good idea.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that you guys ghost face enough, your camera's fine.
Okay.
Do we have our GoPros on then?
You said you had to buy GoPros.
Okay.
You said you went to buy said GoPros. Yeah. Yeah. You said you have a normal camera, but then you're like, we could buy GoPros. You never said you bought GoPros. All
right.
Now, you could spend a point of preparedness and say you got them on the way.
I will do that.
Okay. Then you bought GoPros.
Cool.
Sweet. So I'm like, hey, how does it look? Are you receiving?
Fucking dumb. Everyone with a goddamn GoPro strapped to them, like an idiot. Especially if they have that dumb chest one where it's like the little like a reality show, like it's in your face, like oh no.
All right, okay. Well we head up the road then. This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.